Hey, 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 everybody. This is Dr. Pamela Marie Heskell. How is everyone out there? I hope that you all are having a wonderful summer. It seems like the summer is getting away fast. We're in the middle of the year already, and it's almost close to the end of July, everybody. And we're about, before you know it, school will be starting. So I want to welcome you. Bienvenue, diversité et unité. So, je parle français, so I speak French. And so what I was saying was, welcome to diversity and unity. I know I haven't been on this podcast for so long, but I just want to give a shout out to everybody that listens to my podcast, everybody in the Philippines, France, bonsoir, and, Hawaii, aloha, the United States of America, hello, everyone. Canada, bonsoir, and those in Mexico, buenos suertes, good evening, whatever time frame it is in your time zone where you're at. I want to thank all my listeners for listening, and I just welcome you. It is such a blessing to have you all join. I know it's been a while since I did a podcast. I've been away, and I just got back from Orlando, Florida, about a month ago. But I wanted to talk about a topic tonight that I feel is very prevalent. And this topic is called preferential treatment from others. Now, you might be saying, what do you mean, Pamela, by preferential treatment? Okay, so for example, and I would like to, any sponsors, before I go on with the topic, any sponsors that are listening, if you could please donate to this podcast. If you enjoy listening to my podcast and hearing the different topics that you, based on diversity, on this podcast, I talk about everything from fashion, modeling, pageants, issues affecting diversity and inclusivity in our world. Please feel free to submit, donation to this podcast if you enjoy it. Thank you, and most gladly appreciate it. But getting back to the topic, preferential treatment. Have you ever been in a situation where you're talking to someone, whether it be a female or a male, and you get into the conversation, then you notice the person's, the way they talk. See, I pay attention to how people talk to me. People do treat you. It is true. And this is true. The way you dress determines how people treat you. And also, your attitude has a lot to do with how people treat you. And also, people treat you how they feel about you. Now, I know that kind of sets some alarm bells off on some people. They were like, you're like, really? People treat you how they feel about you? Yes, they do. If you ever observe, when you see, you have to study body language. You can pick up on a person's body language, especially, there's a certain expression, facial expression on their face. Like if they're snarled up or, they have a disdainful look on their face, then that lets you know they don't really care nothing about you. Or most of the time, they can have something else on their mind that might not have anything to do with you. Or it could be whatever. But it is true that people treat you how they feel about you. Now, if I'm around somebody and this person, you can pick up on how a person feel about you a lot of way. You can discern them by the spirit. If you're a person, let's say you're the person that's always reaching out. Okay. So whenever that person had a baby or whatever, or they got married or whatever, you always went to, the event whenever they emailed you or however or whatever, if they sent you an invitation, you was like, yes, I'll be there. And you went there. You were at their wedding or whatever. You were at their engagement. You were there at their baby shower, or whatever. And, but then here it is, you about to get married and you about to have a baby, but they know where to be found. So that says something about it. So it would make you think that, okay, you've been supporting that person and you've been attending, you were there from day one when they weren't, before they even got married, before they even had a baby, you supported them through their wedding and you supported them through when they were pregnant with their baby, about to welcome their baby, their bundle of joy into the world. And then all of a sudden, now that you are about to get married and you're about to have a baby, they're nowhere to be found. So, you know, that should be a red flag for somebody to be like, you know, it's like, okay, the only time that person ever come around is when they have an event going on. They want you to attend all their events and support them. But then when you have events and stuff going on, they're nowhere to be found. They always have an excuse. Now, to me, that's not a real friend, because if one friend or person who's always been supportive is always reaching out and the other person's not reaching out in return, something's wrong with that. Because a real friend is going to reach out and say, hey, I support you. I'll be there for you. Now, unless you have an excuse or a reason to not show up and something came up and, you know, whatever, and you were honest to let a person know that, I mean, that's something different. But, you know, sometimes you know, you got to understand, like, you know, if a person really going to be in your life, this is what you have to look at. It can't just be you always, like, for instance, it's morning, right? And you're always the person that texts good morning or saying good morning. But then the other person, you know, they don't ever text you back to say good morning or hi, how you doing? You're always doing the reaching out. A person's going to get tired of that after a while. It should work both ways, because see, basically, you know what? It's easy to detect and read people. If you're always being the person to text and say good morning, another person not texting back, then basically it's just saying you're not their priority. Because see, if you top priority in somebody's life, they gonna find time for you. You don't have to wonder if they gonna text you or call you or whatever. You don't have to wonder, well, is they coming or are they gonna come or are they gonna support the event and this and that. You don't have to chase them down. Because if they really interested and if they really interested in investing in you, they'll take the time out to support you and your endeavors and your entrepreneurial business. And you know what I'm saying? But if you're always the one reaching out, giving the support, and they're not giving you no support in return, then you know what you need to do? You need to let that person go. You really do. You don't want people in your life who are not adding value to you, because, you know, it's supposed to work both ways. You know, and I can even put scripture in this where you know how the Bible says, it's better to give than it is to receive. So I'm saying that to say, if you're the person that's always doing the giving and the other person's doing all the taking, they not giving in return, you need to cut that person off. You really do. You don't need people in your life who are just going to just keep leeching and lynching off of you, you know, and you're doing all the supporting and giving and donating of your finances and time, but then they're not donating their finances or time to nothing that you seem to, to promote and disclose out for people to support for your entrepreneurial business or ministry. So it works both ways. Because when a person keeps, you know, taking and they're not, you know, giving, you're going to get tired of it after a while. And, you know, to support somebody, it don't always have to be finances involved. There's a lot of ways to support somebody. You know, you can get mentor somebody. You can give them ideas on, you know, share ideas on how they can expand their business or entrepreneurial business or, you know, or whatever endeavor they have in mind. There's a lot of ways to show, you know, that you care about somebody. And especially, like I said, you know, when it's a friendship or in a relationship. So, you know, if somebody, you know, really, really, really care about you, like I said, they will make the time. You don't have to call them. You don't have to hunt them down. You don't have to beg. They will find a time for you. So I hope this is helping somebody, because as I said, though, you know, if you're always the person that's supporting and like I said, you're always reaching out, you should take a break for a minute. Let the other person reach out some, you know what I'm saying? Because if you know, you, it should, like I said, it should work both ways. If they call themselves a true friend, okay. If we're not really talking about people that are married, we're not talking about people that are married or engaged, but that's a whole nother different topic, but it works the same way in that too. But we're talking about people who are not married, they're single. If you're, you know, you're looking to take the relationship to another level, but as I said, you know, you're the person that's always reaching out. You're always the supportive friend who attends the, you know, the weddings and the baby showers, or you're always the one that when push comes to shove, when worst case, like a circumstance come up, you're always the one bailing them out. But then when something happens to you, they're not, you know, they always come up with some lame excuse for or circumstance where they can't be there for you to support you, or to, and they don't financially, you know, donate to help you with your cause or platform. So you got to think about stuff, things like that. You know, people who call themselves your true friends, they're not going to leave you hanging. They're not, you know, they, you know, a true friend is going to be there for you through the good and the bad times. And they're not going to just only be there to just ask you for money. Just, you know, when, you know, you can't, and what I'm trying to say, basically, somebody shouldn't just be there just to be, benefiting everything that you get or accomplish, you know, because when it just comes down to that, then that lets you know the person doesn't really mean you any good. You know, there should be times when another person should be like, you know what, if you have a need, or I'll pray with you, or if there's anything, if you have any platforms or concerts or anything, or if you need help or assistance with anything, I'll be glad to help you. That's what a true friend should say. So as I said, people treat you how they feel about you. And as I said, if you're always putting them first, and you know, when, if you're the person who is kind and you're sacrificing your time and you put them first, you know, they're beneficial to you. But then when you and your time need, and then something comes up to where you need support, then, you know, the only time they come around when it's convenient for them. You don't want somebody just being around you just when it's convenient for them to be around you. That's deceptive to me. And it kind of come off as that the person really don't want nothing to do with a person when they act that way, and they have a very deceptive, sinister disposition. So as I said, if we really care about people who are our friends, or people who we want to possibly be in, go to the next level in a relationship with, we got to make sure that person is full of the Spirit of God, number one. And number two, we need to make sure that person is able to compromise to an extent, and should be a person that should be willing to share. Because, you know, you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't want to share. If they're not willing to share, and as I said, if they just only want to be around whenever it's convenient, they don't mean you no good. And you need to find you another friend, and you just need to just let them go. Let them go on their way, and then you go your way and live your life. Because that's the only thing you can do. You don't want somebody in your life that only time they show up is when it's convenience. You don't want to live out of convenience. You want someone that's going to be there for you no matter what. And if something do come up, at least they can say, well, you know, I'm sorry. As much as I want to be there, you know, I have this come up, but once I get through with this, I'll be over and I will help you with what you need to be helped with. That's how you know when a person's a true friend. So I hope that this episode has helped somebody, because, you know, as adults, we need to pay attention to red flags too. We always tell teenagers and children to pay attention to red flags, but as adults, we need to pay attention to the red flags too and know when them red flags come up and be in a situation where we know what to do and how to handle those situations should they cause us to deter in a direction that we should not go. Once again, this is Dr. Pamela Marie Haskell, and this is your show, Diversity and Unity. And once again, please feel free to donate, make a donation to this podcast, Diversity and Unity, Diversity and Unity. If you love what you hear and topics, and please also, I would love for you to message me. I am on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. And I would love for you to message me. I'm also on Messenger. Please message and let me know what you want to hear on my podcast. What topics do you want to hear about? What would you like to see on the podcast? What do you feel needs to be improved? I want to hear your feedback. So if you could reach out to me, like I said, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm also on Twitter. And please message me, because I will read your comments. And I thank you for listening to my podcast, Diversity and Unity. And thank you for everybody all over the world that are listening. I love you all. Moi, j'adore à tous. I love you all. And I thank you for listening. And I love my listening audience. And from everybody from Mexico, the Philippines, London, everybody from France, Canada, Africa, I love you all. And Japan, I love you. And just please, I pray that you'll continue to support me and listen to my podcast. And just please, please email me, write me, and let me know what topics you want to hear on here. And I'll be glad to host it and we can talk about it. 'Cause this is a podcast that promotes diversity and inclusivity, and that's what this podcast is all about. My podcast is about embracing and enriching other, you know, other cultures, and, you know, alleviating cross-cultural barriers, because I want to see everybody represented. That's what my podcast is all about: representation of all ethnicities, all languages, all cultures, all customs, different types of food, and being educated about different foods from other cultures, and understanding why cultures and believe and what, why they believe the way they believe. So that's very important. So until we meet again, have a nice night. Bonsoir. Au revoir, tout le monde.